This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
You're listening to The Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
So before we get to our next guest, I wanted to finish up education. Now, this is why homeschooling is growing exponentially in this country. Why folks are seeing the folly of government-run schools because they've turned into indoctrination centers. And there's something I'm going to read to you if I have time on the other side of the break here, after we talk to our guest and after I wrap this up. But again, this is where Marxist thought leads. Marxist thought that's introduced on campuses. Listen.
But then who gets to go to the summit?
Oh, we haven't added our privilege points yet. Don't you know anything?
That is correct. Now, Penelope, you are female, so that's plus one privilege point. However, you are white, so that's minus one.
I'm also bisexual.
Plus one. That leaves you with a total score of 6 out of 10. Simon, unfortunately, you're straight, white, and male.
And cisgendered.
Yes, so that's minus 4 privilege points, which leaves you with a total score of 1.
In education, you get privilege points, you see. And it is those who make up the aggrieved populations. So, if you're a white, heterosexual male, well, those are demerits on your criteria to speak and have your viewpoints listened to. And listen to the reaction of the average white liberal.
It's only fair.
It's only fair. Now, Penelope, the young lady in this parody, she was bisexual, so that was plus one. She was white. Oh, that was a demerit. That was a problem. She's also female. Ah, plus one. See? Anything the left wing can use to advance the agenda. Oh, that gets you special privileges.
Now you. You're male, and I don't like you.
And that this is, of course, our hero. This is the one who used a statistical analysis to help heart attack victims. And because he used red ink, well, that's oppressive. I don't like that. So our hero's like, what?
So that's minus 2 privilege points, but you are brown and sexually ambiguous. So that's plus 2. That leaves you with a total score of 5.
Wait, why am I sexually ambiguous?
And finally, Sunshine.
Now, Sunshine, this is the one that was going throughout the entire conversation. Yeah, yeah, Sunshine, who is dumber than a rock. Listen.
I'm gay, I'm trans, I'm Asian, I'm overweight, I'm lower class, I'm unintelligent, unattractive, I've got hairs on my nipples, and I also got body odor, and I can't really run properly or tie my shoelaces by myself. And I once watched a pigeon die.
Wonderful, Sunshine. That's 13 privilege points. That leaves you with a total score of 18 out of 10. Well done, Sunshine. You're going to New York.
Hooray, Sunshine!
We knew you could do it!
So the most unqualified guy gets it. Which is typically how liberalism works. It's not merit-based. It's on emotion. It's what feels good. That's why I bash those extremist Marxists who are demanding a phenotypic representation on campus, whether or not they deserve to be there or not, whether they can teach or not, doesn't really matter. These Marxists who have taken over college campuses in an effort to advance liberalism have turned the great message of Dr. Martin Luther King on its ear. And the message was simple. An America and a society that looks to the content of one's character rather than the color of one's skin. We've done so much work, and here come the leftists looking to undo it all. Telephone number you want to weigh in is 888-933-93. That's 888-900-3393 on the Chris Salcedo Show. Let me get to our next guest, Chantel Willey and her daughter, Jordan. Now, her daughter, Jordan, attends Katy ISD down in South Texas, out in the outskirts of Houston, a suburb of Houston. Jordan was given an assignment to identify God as fact, opinion, or commonplace assertion. And Jordan, being brought up the way she was, answered, well, God is a fact, as far as I'm concerned, and tried to back up her answer. Well, the teacher would have none of it, pressured her to change her answer, else she fail. And I want to welcome back Chantel to the program and Jordan. Welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Hey, thank you for having us.
The pleasure is mine. Now, you guys had, over this weekend, taken to Fox News channel to have another interview, and I wanted to get an update from you guys. First, we will talk to Chantel, the mom, and then I've been itching to have a conversation with Jordan for a while and can tell her a couple of things. So, Chantel, what is the latest and the greatest for what your daughter Jordan has been up to?
So I think since the last time that we spoke, we got to go to Austin to meet Governor Abbott, which was very nice of him. He was great to speak to. And since then, the Katy ISD school board, district superintendent have been backed away from their original stance. They've proceeded to stand by the facts of their quote-unquote investigation, which actually we found out that that a lot of the kids' statements in that investigation supported Jordan's story. We were only able to get those by having parents request their own kids' statements, and then we found some of them. We were able to find out that the kids actually did support Jordan's statement, and they haven't backed down. So the school board has a public meeting about once a month. The last one was this past Monday, and Jordan decided to go speak out again. So she went to the school board and spoke and basically called them out on all of their lies that they told on her. And she went on to tell them that, you know, the reason she's been bullied so much at school is their fault.
Jordan has been bullied at school as a result of what the Katy ISD has done?
Relentlessly. Kids tell her to kill herself about every day. She had gone to see her doctors out of state. Jordan has a lot of medical issues. And when she came back to school, a kid had circulated a rumor that she was dead. And when she got back to school, the kids were actually disappointed that she was still alive. Kids cursed her in the hallway, flip her off, and there hasn't been much done to stop this.
Wow. And there seems to be an effort on part of the adults, and I'm making air quotes with my fingers, the adults at Katy ISD,
right,
to allow this type of bullying to go on.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, keep in mind, all of this happened within the anti-bullying month. And, I mean, kids say things in class in front of her and in front of teachers, and the kids aren't corrected either. Like, there was an issue in class, in her writing class, where the kids were given an assignment. And I think it was something along the lines of kids to write about something that they were dissatisfied with at school. And so Jordan had written something about the cafeteria food, and what one of the kids set up and said, well, you just go complain to the school board. And the teacher didn't say anything about it. And, you know, the teacher laughed. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's things like that where they kind of turn the other cheek and watch Jordan get bullied at school but don't do anything about it.
Well, it's kind of a lesson as to what happens when you stand up against the state. And, of course, the state, represented in our government-run schools, has the interest of the state at heart, not necessarily the citizens of the community they're allegedly there to serve. Chantel Willey is my guest right now. She's the mother of a seventh grader, Jordan Willey, who attends Katy ISD down in Texas. And, you know, folks, you'd think this was California. You'd think this was Illinois. No, it's in the conservative state of Texas where this is going on. And Chantel, I would love to speak with Jordan really quickly, if I could, if you could put her on the line.
Yeah, she's here.
Sure. Yeah. Jordan, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show, kid. I'm glad to have you here. And first off, let me tell you, I want to congratulate you for taking a stand. A lot of folks who listen to the Chris Salcedo Show questioned as to why such an assignment was even necessary by your teacher to ask whether or not God was a fact, an opinion, or a commonplace assertion. But the fact that you stood up and you said that it was a fact and you tried to back it up, you deserve a hat tip for that. Can you tell me what's going on with you at school? I mean, your mom just laid it all out, but how is it impacting you personally?
At first, I think that it was taking a really big toll on me. I was, like, crying when I got home, and my mom kind of pointed out something that meant a lot, that it's not necessarily them speaking, it's the lack of God in them speaking, which it just goes to say a lot for them.
Well, I'm glad you invoked God there, because, and we don't do a lot of, we don't shy away from God on this program, because partially I have a reflexive knee-jerk reaction against the left wing who is trying to drive God out of society. So that means I want to put God back in, just my instinct kicks in. But also if you do read scripture, that Jesus said it would be like this for those who stand up. And those who take a stand, they said there'd be days like this where those, they'd bully you, they'd bash your name, they would smear your name. And what's sad to me is that it appears to be so-called adults and professed Christians inside of KDISD who also seem to be partaking in this. I just don't want you to lose heart. For all of those individuals who are out there, Jordan, who are treating you poorly, just understand there are millions of others around this country who are showing you a lot of support. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. And thank you so much. It means a lot.
Well, so what is, how are you going to get through the next, let's see, we got about what, 3 or 4 months left really of school before summer vacation, full time in there after we get into the new year. You're just going to try to tough it out there? Are you thinking about changing schools, or are you going to stay there and not let these folks win?
I don't think necessarily we're going to let them win, but my mom and I have heavily considered moving back home and back to New Orleans. And I mean, it's hard because it's just always hard having to go from another place to another place.
Just,
at this point, it's really awkward in school, and I'm not going to gain any more friends, and there's almost nothing for me to stay for. So I think.
Right. Hey, what are some of the things that some of the kids have said to you about what you have done?
Some kids are very supportive, but the majority of kids will stand in front of me or behind me or completely surround me and say horrid things, knowing that I can hear, hoping that I can hear them. They'll call me things I can't say. I was walking down the hallway and there was probably a group of 6 kids who came around me and stuck their middle finger in my face. And I ran and told to kill myself. They've told me that it would do them so much, it would make their lives so much easier if I was already dead.
Well, look, I want you to know, and I told your mom this the last time she came on and told us your story, that we are standing with you and appreciate your courage. It's something that's not common in somebody in your grade level, and I appreciate you being here and telling your story on the Salcedo Show. Chantel Woolley, everybody, and her daughter, Jordan, 7th grader in South Texas. Ladies, thanks for being on. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and Merry Christmas to you. More to come on the other side of the break, folks. We're up against the clock. Got to go here on the Chris Salcedo Show. Be right back.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. Join the swarm.
Twitter hashtag Salcedo Swarm.
Only on the Blaze Radio Network.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.